ill-prepared for attack. For the last 3 years, the United States has been giving Ukraine everything it needs in the form of offensive and defensive weapons in its war with Russia. This has included air defense systems, much of it taken from the U.S. military's own vital stockpiles. America's dwindling supplies of defensive weapons matter, because, on January 18, 2024, three U.S. soldiers were killed after drones were repeatedly fired at a U.S. base. When the base asked for more defensive weapons, they were denied, leading to the deaths of American GIs. The drone assault had reportedly been launched by the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, a militia group that is at least partly funded by Iran and Russia. In a recent article, The Washington Post broke this story after reporters obtained access to an Army internal investigation of the incident that detailed how the small outpost was ill-prepared for the attack. New fitness standards. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has ordered that the Pentagon eliminate rules that allow women's physical fitness standards in combat units to be lower than men's. Hegseth's new policy now mandates that all physical fitness requirements for combat arms positions, units likely to see fighting in wartime, be sex-neutral. The mainstream press whined that the new standards will likely significantly reduce the number of women who meet the requirements, but that is exactly the point. Enemy fighters in combat won't make exceptions for women, who do not have the physical strength or stamina of men, so the U.S. military should not either. Used as human shields. According to independent reports, new revelations have emerged about Israel's use of the so-called Mosquito Protocol, a military tactic where Palestinian civilians, including children, are used to carry out dangerous tasks instead of Israeli soldiers. According to testimony, Israeli soldiers regularly force Palestinian civilians to be the first ones to enter homes and tunnels that are suspected of being booby-trapped to check for explosives or Hamas fighters, risking Palestinian lives by making them human shields. This practice is in violation of international law and the Geneva Conventions and is considered by all to be a war crime. Waste and fraud. As part of a new policy of eliminating waste and fraud, President Donald Trump ordered the Department of Health and Human Services HHS to cut over $12 billion in taxpayers' money that had been appropriated for federal grants. In all, the list of canceled programs totaled 51 pages. The grants included millions of dollars of handouts to the World Health Organization, Ivy League universities with billion-dollar endowments, and well-funded nonprofits. Asteroid update. There's some good news and some bad news when it comes to 2024 YR4, the massive asteroid that is scheduled to pass by Earth on December 22, 2032. On the bright side, scientists say it is not going to hit Earth. The bad news, however, is that astrophysicists say there's a 4% chance it is going to smash into the moon. Scientists say, if the asteroid hits the moon, it will cause a 2-mile-wide crater, but, other than that, they don't know just how much damage it could do. The asteroid is large enough that it would likely level an entire U.S. city if it hit anywhere near one, and, judging from previous asteroid and comet strikes from the past, would cause widespread damage for hundreds of miles to surrounding areas from the resultant force of the impact. Prescription for disaster. Americans are increasingly waiting weeks or even months to get an appointment to see a doctor or healthcare specialist. The increasing delays couldn't come at a worse time, because the population of aging adults is rising dramatically as people are living longer and longer. By 2050, the number of adults over 85 is expected to triple. The National Center for Health Workforce Analysis projects a national shortage of 140,000 physicians by 2036, with that shortfall spanning multiple specialties, including primary care, obstetrics, cardiology, and geriatrics. A number of reasons are behind these shortages, but the lack of affordable medical schools in the United States tops the list. Gay blades. On April 6, female fencer Stephanie Turner, aged 31, made the heartbreaking decision to forfeit her match in the women's division at the state-sponsored Cherry Blossom Open sporting match rather than fight a male opponent, who claims he is a woman. In a photo that has been shown all over social media, Turner can be seen on one knee with her mask off, kneeling in front of transsexual male Redmond Sullivan before a judge comes over and calls the match. Turner said she came to the decision the night before the event when she checked the competition pools and saw that she would be competing against Sullivan. I knew what I had to do because USA Fencing had not been listening to women's objections regarding its gender eligibility policy, Turner told Fox News. Last year, Redmond competed as a male and did not do well, ranking 29th in one men's event. After moving over to the women's division, Sullivan's ranking improved significantly. In January 2025, Sullivan came in first out of six competitors in the junior women's foil event in Newtown, Connecticut. Behind the eight ball. A professional women's pool tournament in the UK was hit with protests recently after a final match ended up being between two transsexual male players, each of whom went by their adopted female names, Harriet Haynes and Lucy Smith. The two males, who say and evidently believe they are women, faced off in the Ultimate Pool Women's Pro Series Event 2 in the United Kingdom on April 6, having each beaten four female opponents. Protesters inside the venue shouted, "He's a man," and "We stand with Lynn Pinches." They also held up banners saying, "Save women's sport." Pinches is a female player who forfeited a pool game rather than play against a transsexual male. Given their overall scores, if Haynes and Smith had played against men, they would not have even qualified for the competition. Sports authorities say males have two significant advantages over women in pool. They are generally taller and have longer arms and can thus reach more difficult-to-make shots on the table and hit harder during the initial break, giving them a significant jumpstart in the game.